Pros of Roman Prokopovich Rugin. Roman Prokopovich Rugin is one of the most important writers in the Kanti literature. His work is known not only in Russia but also abroad. Rugin occupies an important place in the history of the Kanti literature. Logging in National Literature Kanti in 1963, making his debut book of poems, Lilanik Living Water, into 2016 determined the path of its development. Rogova writes about the work of Roman Rugin. Books of poems and collections of prose rhythmically alternated in the work of Rugin. And in both areas, lyrical and epic, he showed himself equally active and talented. On the initiative of Roman Rugina in 1992, on the Yamal region has published the historical cultural scientific popular journal, Yamalsky Meridian. The first issue of the journal was published in September 1992. Rugin is the founder and the first editor-in-chief of the Yamal Meridian magazine. Gratitude to Roman Rugin. The works of beginning Kanti poets and prose writers find their place in the pages of the magazine. Most of the stories and short stories of Rugin were written in the 80 years of the 20th century. This period in the history of Yamal and UGRA was significant discovery and mining. The development of deposits has caused a lot of negative consequences in the life of the indigenous population. Dramatic events formed the basis of the works of caring writers of the Northerners. The theme of the ruin and destruction of hundreds of hectares of reindeer moss. The broken fates of the villages and relatives are reflected in dramatic works of Yugra Kanti, Eremeaping and Yamal Hunt, Roman Rugin. The Soviet invasion of the indigenous people is portrayed by the Kanti writers as an apocalypse. The period of subsoil development determines the problems and themes of the works of this temporary space. The problems raised by the two writers in the neighboring counties are consonant. Aping and Rugin depicted without embellishment the life of the people before and after the development of mineral resources. The leading genre in the works of Eremeaping in the period of development of the North becomes the story. In it, the novelist vividly and concisely depicts a plot filled with twists and turns of fate. Nature plays a major role here. While the hero must be representatives of two ethnic groups, Kanti and Russian, a stranger. Aping, Kanti depicts a hero, a man who is honest and with a deep sense of respect for all living things. People of a particular ethnic group are usually greedy, treacherous without a sense of conscience. At the same time, the injured party from the actions of the alien hero is depicted as the hero of Kanti. Roman Rugin creates works in the traditions of rural and animalistic prose. According to the traditions of village prose, the central theme of the image of the writer Rugin is a reflection of the life of reindeer herders and fishermen of the Kanti. The author focuses the reader's attention on the moral foundations of the characters. Before the heroes, there is a problem of moral choice between lie and truth, duty and feelings. The heroes of Roman Rugin adequately come out of the situation, following the principles of conscience. The author focuses on the conflicts of fathers and children. The writer shows the refusal of the younger generation from the traditional way of life of Kanti, following customs. The hero of the story, waiting for his son, leaves his parents' house and his native village after serving in the army, for the sake of his girlfriend, or representative of another ethnic group. Forget the traditions of the people make you poor. The hero of the novel, Three Skins. Leaving his village for the sake of prestige. Hero of the story, Langi. Leaving the faithful dog to the neighbor in care. The writer does not condemn his fellow tribesmen who leave their parents' home for a career and life in the city. The writer creates circumstances under which moral and human qualities are clearly revealed to the heroes. The older generation in Roman Rugin's prose acts as the guardian and translator of the Kanti traditional worldview. while the younger generation is influenced by civilization and balances between tradition and innovation. For example, the heroine of the story, Matchmaking, Tanala, refuses to marry the herder of the genus Longotova. Woman feels the resentment from the fact that parents don't consider her opinion and want to give a girl, according to ancient custom, to sell like a product because of the deer. Roman Rudin in his works draws a clear line between heroes on both positive and negative. It is determined by character traits. A Tale of 40 North Winds, Arson and Huhur, the story, An Early Freeze Up, Ansem and Oppen, the story, The Chase, Tiara and Lazar, etc. In the story, Early Freeze, traits of heroes is clearly manifested in the fishery on the fish for the front. Each of the characters pursues his goal. The perch wanted to prove to her father and Tanala, Ansem, that he is a worthy suitor for his daughter. Ansem also pursued his interest, the fish produced by teenagers. The man gave for the promised Olsen the actually female. Roman Rudin, one of the first Kanti prose writers, refers to the embodiment of the theme of love in the pages of his works. The motive of love accompanies the problem of morality in the novels of the novelist, the hum of a distant drilling, waiting for a sun, early ice cold. In the story, 40 North Winds, love is present as a theme, not a motive. The title of the novel symbolizes the 40 years of the joint lives of the characters. The love of the main characters Arson and Tears pass the test, the parting of lovers, the loss of a child. In spite of all the cruel tests of fate, the love of heroes is not abated. On the contrary, the grief of losing a beloved child combined and allowed, in spite of the condemnation of the villagers, to be together. Island She enacts in the story witness a landmark event in the life of lovers of heroes Arson and Tears. The story begins on the island of Sheehan. The hero comes to check out the hunting hut. Through the motif of memories of the protagonist, the novelist immerses the reader in the pre-war years, introducing the birth of love of the main characters Arson and Tears. On this island, the lovers were alone for the first time, and the young man confessed his feelings to the girl. Under the crown of the mighty cedar, young people vowed to love each other before leaving Arson to the front. After the news of the marriage of Tears, Arson goes to the island of Sheehan, hiding from the human eye, trying to cope with the feeling of loss of great love. After Tears comes to Arson on the island being on a demolition, the island becomes the only witness of grief of the failed parents. Behind the house on the hill, Arson buries their only son with a melting. And again on the same island, Arson meets another significant test of fate. A herd of deer comes to the land of the island, taking it for the indigenous bank of the river. The approaching breaker not allows to cross to the reindeer on native shore. Arson is forced to restrain a herd of Ahura, old enemy Arson, alone, without food. Rudin perfectly described the psychological conflict of the hero with himself. The conscience confronts the hunger Arson. Only the born fawn with a broken leg, the hero was forced to take his life. But even the fresh young meat of the animal, the hero did not touch. Arson's conscience did not allow the feeling of hunger to take him up. Arson is coming out of this situation with dignity. Following the traditions of creating the image of the hero in the Kanti literature, Roman Rudin does not create a detailed portrait. He pays attention only to the distinctive feature of the character's appearance. The main thing for the writer when creating the image of the protagonist are the actions that appear in difficult circumstances. Referring to the creation of the female image, like aping, rude and embodying the way a young girl pays attention to hair and eyes. Bright poetic comparisons of female appearance with ornithomorphic, zoomorphic and ichthyological images mark the works of the writer. A significant place in the poetics of Roman Rudin is the writer's appeal to ichthyological images. Vivid figurative comparisons can be traced not only in the writer's prose, but also in poetry. The most frequent are the image of Burbot and Nelma. The main feature of Rugin's prose, as the researchers note, is mythologism and ethnopoetics. The author on the pages of his works introduces the reader to the worldview, cultural traditions, ritual practices, traditional way of life of the Kanti people. The language of the works of Roman Rugin racy and revealing. Bright phraseological expressions, metaphors, personifications, epithets reflect the originality of the perception of the world of reindeer herders and fishermen, as well as mark the works of the writer as one of the authors of northern literature. The author's appeal to the bright allegorical expressions of the Kanti language reflects the erudition of the writer as an excellent connoisseur of the native Kanti language. The author organically uses in his work mythological genres, myths, legends, fairy tales, prayers, wishes, spells. The writer also refers to the elements of traditional culture and translates them in literary texts, beliefs, prohibitions, omens, rites and customs of the Obugrians. The author's appeal to the spiritual heritage of the people, the language picture of the world endows the works with artistic and aesthetic originality. Creativity. Roman Rugin makes an invaluable contribution to the history of the Obugric literature. Rugin is a unique writer. He is not only a talented poet, but also a novelist, publicist. Creativity. Rugin appears more than 30 books of poetry and prose. Throughout his life, the writer has created many works of various genres, enriching Kanti literature. This factor allows us to talk about Roman Rugin as one of the leading and brightest authors not only of Kanti, but also of Finno-Ugric literature, which not only develops national artistic literature, but also puts it on a par with other world literatures.